Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You're tuned to Morning Edition on AM 580. I'm Dan Simeone. It's time now for us to get our first look at what's happening on the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange this morning. With our opening commodity market report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fared and the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. March wheat in Kansas City opened at 3.86, up 2 on the open. July, 3.81 and a quarter unchanged. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 3.27, up a half on the open. May, 3.38 and a half, up 1 and a quarter. July, 3.48, up 1 and a quarter. September, 3.57, up a half. December, 3.70, up 3 quarters on the open. March corn opened at 206 and a half, up 1 and a half on the open. May, 216, up 1. July, 225 and 3 quarters, up 2. September, 233 and a half, up 1 and a quarter. December, 243 and 3 quarters, up 1 and a quarter. March, 250 and a half, up 1. March oats open at 191 and 3 quarters, up 1 on the open. May, 185, up 1. March soybeans opened at 574 and a half, up 6 and a half on the open. May, 584, up 6 and a quarter. July, 594, up 6 and a half. November, 603, up 5 and a half on the open. March soybean meal open at 181.30, up 190 on the open. May, 182.50, up 160. March soybean oil open at 21.45, up 17 on the open. May, 21.83, up 20. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, January feeder cattle open at 112.80, up 20 on the open. March, 111.80, up 32 and a half. April, 112.20, up 7 and a half on the open. February live cattle opened at 95.80, up 2 and a half on the open. April, 94.05, down 7 and a half. February lean hogs opened at 59.25, unchanged on the open. April, 63.85, down 5. May, 67.50, up 7 and a half. June, 70.20, down 12 and a half on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 80.75, down 52 and a half on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming on AM 580 as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Join us tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Normal West High School in Normal, Illinois, for another one of our AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Panelists for tomorrow night's meeting include David Hightower of the Hightower Report, Steve Freed of ADM Research, and Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor, the sponsor Bates Commodities in Normal, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Normal West High School in Normal, Illinois. There is no cost to attend the meeting, and no advance reservation is required. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets, Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Very much a technical trade this morning, it appears. Looking at the corn chart for December, it looks like it filled its gap left over this morning from January 17th at 244 and a half. What does that potentially mean for the upside?
Well, it depends whether or not it goes on through there or not, but correct, the corn market did leave a gap there on the day chart, and we're back to the scene of the crime, for say. The key now is to see if the funds want to be a buyer through here as far as index funds themselves. We don't really see anything until we more get in that first week of February. I think it's a function of just a little bit of a short covering bounce or dead cat bounce, for say, here as the trade sort of continues to digest demand. And it's not too bad. We actually did see a sale this morning of 118,000 tons of corn to unknown destination. Probably the next demand factor. It will be at 10 o'clock here at the top of the hour as we see if the corn shipments come in anywhere from 29 to 36 million bushels, Dave.
The trade also having to digest some planted acres estimates this morning. Informa coming out with a number of 79.416 million acres in corn, down 2.34 million acres from a year ago. That number a little bit larger than some traders were thinking.
Yeah, they're basically about 400,000 acres too low. You know, earlier I thought maybe 3 million less corn acres, but if you go back and visit with guys and what they did, what they actually did is I think the fertilized people did a great job in scaring everybody in to apply some nitrogen anhydrous last fall or even prepay. A lot of fears of $600 anhydrous had the guys who were serious about planting corn go ahead and do something about that. Whether that happens or not, we'll see. But I think there's not going to be that big shift here in the central belt, at least. Now, you get in the fringe areas, yes, or even in the south and east of here with a huge, more larger amount of wheat acres, soft red winter wheat acres, which is going to be at the expense of corn. But even though you factor in a 2 million acre drop and you keep trend line yields on it, keep demands where it's the same, we're still going to be above 2 billion bushel carryout for next year.
Over in the soybean pit, November now at 605 and three quarters, got as high this morning as 607. That's within a penny of filling a gap left over from 12 December at 608. Similar story technically to look for follow through here.
Yeah, see what happens here. Technically, we're back into the island gap. There's a see-through gap, per se, see whether or not we penetrate it more and attempt to fill it. We're at the recent highs here in the 605, 607 area. We got to go up to 577 in the March bean, same situation. It got a little bit oversold, and we're due for a short-term, a little bit of recovery. Time counts, though, is on the bear side, which projects a high here today with weaker prices as we move through the week. The key will be South American weather. The trade still likes to talk weather. That's going to be the dominant factor. The Brazilian forecast is somewhat favorable here. The debate remains Argentina, as they are expected to be somewhat dry for the next 6 to 7 days. Here at 10 o'clock, the shipments for beans are expected to be 17 to 24 million bushels. It really needs to come at the upper end of the range here because we're really slipping bad. According to which statistician you go by, bean shipments or sales are anywhere from 150 to 190 million bushels behind last year's export pace.
And at that pace, I suppose, in the February crop production and world agricultural supply and demand tables, we might see exports dropped again.
Somewhat, you know, 505 million bushel carryout, that's huge. I mean, this is confirmation or actual factuality about big bean carryout. In the past, we've talked of potential of carryouts of 500 million plus, but, you know, reality is starting to set in that there's plenty of beans around. You go ahead and factor in the bigger acres with Sparks coming in at 76 versus 72. That's 4 more million acres than a year ago. If we just pick up 2 more million acres, put trend line yields on it, keep demand the same, we can have next year's bean carryout size 800 million bushels.
Wheat much of a follower today? Is that what's going on?
I think wheat's a mark of its own. I think the wheat market's going to hold in there as far as the western wheat belt goes. I think it's two different markets. Kansas City wheat's got huge amount of gain to go to the upside and through here as long as that southern plain stays dry. I think you'd be long KC, short Chicago. I think Chicago's on the coattails of the Kansas City bull market.
For 2 days now, the March wheat contract above the 50-day moving average there. Do you like the idea that we still might see a try at that double island top sitting there?
Well, I think it's, the wheat market's going to be range-bound until we get in the spring and see how things develop. March Chicago wheat needs to bust through the downtrend line just above today's highs. If you can do that, I think we can maybe challenge this 340 area. Once again, I think the wheat market's going to be sort of a roller coaster here until we get comfortable on the conditions in the Southern Plains.
Thanks much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Let's look at the current tick. March wheat, Kansas City, 387 and a quarter. Make it 387 and a half, up 3.5. March wheat, Chicago, 330 and three quarters, up 4.25. May, 341 and a quarter, up 4. March corn, 206 and three quarters, up 1.75. May, 216 and three quarters, up 1.75. July, 225 and three quarters, up 2. September, 234 and a quarter, up 2. March beans, 576, up 8. May, 587, up 9.25. July, 596 and three quarters, up 9.25. November, 606 and a half, up 9. March soybean meal, 181.50, up 210. March soybean oil, 21.66, up 38. On the Merck, January feeders, 113.10, up 50. February live cattle, 96.35, up 57.5. February lean hogs, 58.85, down 40. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.